Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it.
If you are anything like me, your inbox is a constant source of stress. It feels like an endless stream of notifications, demands, to-dos. The digital clutter weighs on me. I know it weighs on a lot of people, and it usually makes you feel overwhelmed and scattered, and especially when you're building your own business, it feels like it's never ending. So I just want to put together a couple thoughts on how I manage my day, my inbox, what I do, what I don't do, how I sort of reduce a lot of my stress levels when it comes to communication, because I think that just even a few tips can really help make your day a little bit less stressful and a little bit more productive. So I want to speak about the inbox zero philosophy. And the inbox zero philosophy really just means that at the end of every day, you have dealt with every single email that you get. And it isn't some impossible task. It is a very simple, actionable framework that really helps me take back control of my email and my life. It is very much an urgent, important framework. It's very much ranking what you do now versus what you do later versus what you delegate. It's like the Marie Kondo method for your inbox. So let's declutter, ditch some of the stress. First, there is a problem with email, and this is why inbox zero matters. So we treat our inboxes like digital dumping grounds for everything from must-read memos to random newsletters we only half-heartedly subscribe to. Here is why this is a problem. So email pulls you away from focused work for little fires and constant distractions. Because if you're always checking email, even if you know some of these things are not urgent, you feel like they're urgent. And when you start to get all these messages, you start to get decision fatigue. Every message, even a simple one, forces you to make a micro decision. Respond, archive, or ignore. This piles up into exhaustion, even if they are not big decisions. This is the same reason why tech moguls only wear one type of shirt. It's because they want to reduce the amount of irrelevant decisions they make in a day. And lastly, when you have this overwhelming influx of email, if you don't deal with it properly, then you aren't seeing really important stuff and it gets lost. See, inbox zero isn't magically having no email. It's about having a system that gives you control, and it's having a system that allows you to turn your inbox into this calm, organized space where you make the calls, not the other way around. See, achieving inbox zero means mental clarity, so no more nagging feeling that you're missing something. You get a productivity boost, you can get into actual focused work without distractions, and you have the power of prioritization. You see what truly matters, and you take action. So the philosophy or the concept of inbox zero is built on a few simple principles. Process, don't procrastinate. So each email gets dealt with decisively when it arrives. No more piling up unread messages. There are the four D's. So every email falls into one of these categories: do, delegate, defer, or delete. So do, if it takes under 2 minutes, do it right now. Delegate, can someone else take care of this? Forward it on. Defer, schedule a specific time or address it later. Delete, if it's not important, trash it immediately. The next principle is that there is a place for everything. So you're setting up folders, labels sparingly, but for things that you need to reference later. So think project-based, not a million subcategories. And lastly, batch, don't linger. So you are going to block off designated email times in your day. I do morning, lunch, afternoon, maybe once before I go to bed. You need to not constantly be checking. Like, it's really the worst productivity killer. On my phone, I live on Do Not Disturb. If you want to reach me, I book a meeting. If I'm going to check my emails, I'm going to batch it so that I'm not constantly being distracted, so I can achieve some flow state and some productivity throughout my day. Now, if you are new to email, then obviously you have to understand some of the tools that you can use. You have to choose your weapon, Outlook, Gmail. I personally love Gmail because I feel like it has the strongest search features and it can find the stuff that you need the quickest. Again, we're all about productivity and efficiency. If you are spending 30 to 40 minutes looking for an email that was sent 5 months ago, that's not great. You can set up keyboard shortcuts to save yourself a ton of time. You can use apps like Superhuman. I love Superhuman, and they can modify all the different shortcuts and the different swipe app actions within Superhuman. You can also do that without paying for something like Superhuman. But the point is, you want to optimize your setup so that you can work the way you want to work. And after you have your tool set up, your shortcut set up, you understand the principle behind Inbox Zero, then you start to build your Inbox Zero routine. Because like building any good habit, consistency is really key to making Inbox Zero work. So before you even start, if possible, what I like to do is I like to do a ruthless purge. So you want to start with a fresh slate if possible. Archive old emails you might vaguely need someday in a separate folder. Mass delete everything else. It is super liberating. Next, you want to triage your time. So during those blocks where you are checking your emails, you want to rapidly go through your new messages and apply the 4 D's. Do it decisively. Trust your gut. You want to unsubscribe liberally. So those newsletters you never read, hit the unsubscribe button. Less clutter, less decision fatigue. You really want to start to master defer. Your calendar and your task list are your best friends. Schedule time to answer complex emails or add tasks that emerged from emails. And remember, the way I live is no notifications equals more focus. You want to turn off those distracting pop-ups, those distracting dings. Your attention is precious. You need to protect it. Remember, you're making some key mindset shifts when you are trying to pursue Inbox Zero, or if you're trying to pursue really any productivity hack. Like most productivity hacks, it's not about speed, it's about intention. Focus on making clear decisions on each email, not just rushing through just to rush through. You just have a framework that will allow you to efficiently go through your email list. Done is always better than perfect. Don't agonize over every email. Sometimes a quick, good enough response is better than dwelling on it. And also now you can leverage AI to craft some really quick, comprehensive responses. Your inbox is a tool, it isn't your master. Your value isn't determined by how many emails you answer or how fast you respond. And outside of Inbox Zero or any other productivity tool, you have to know what things are actually going to move the needle in your life, in your business. It's not just about emails at the end of the day. It's about which calls you take, which people you interact with, which people deserve a response and which ones don't. Now, after you've gotten these basics down, just to take it a little bit of a step further, a few things that I've discovered in my life, which are probably applicable to every entrepreneur that's listening right now. There is power in waiting. So sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes problems resolve themselves if you wait a day or two. Again, this is where the urgent important matrix comes in, the Eisenhower matrix. That'll be for a different day. We can talk about that. But resist the urge to answer every email instantly because they are not all urgent. Unsubscribe, then resubscribe. For those newsletters you think you might want, unsubscribe. And if you truly miss a specific one, give it a week and then resubscribe intentionally. And you can also try batching on a bigger scale. So maybe you want to set aside an afternoon, a full afternoon, one day each week focused on just email response. For me, I actually do this Sunday night. I also have done it throughout the week as well with some quick responses, but for things that are not urgent, important, I will set aside 3 hours, 4 hours sometimes on a Sunday night and just focus on response, booking major tasks that could be new projects, whatever it is. They're things that are not impacting my immediate day-to-day business, but I do want to address them and I want to put thought towards them. So think of bigger batching opportunities. Remember, taming your email inbox isn't just about feeling better about your inbox. The focus, the clarity, the productivity you gain will positively impact you in other areas of your life. You get back your mental bandwidth. You get back a sense of control that is incredibly powerful. And if you're thinking, Scott, this seems like an absolute shit show. I don't know how I'm going to make it work. I'm going to mess everything up. I'm not going to respond to people. Just try it for 1 week. Start small. Implement the basics. You'll start to notice the difference. Don't worry about falling off the wagon, because we all do. Just pick yourself up and try again the next week. Try again the next day. The point is to start to incorporate these habits that will benefit you in the long run, even if immediately it's not perfect. Remember, if you're going to start going to the gym after New Year's, a lot of people go a couple days, and then come February, the gym's empty again because all the new gym signups gave up. Okay, any habit is going to take some perseverance, some stick-with-itness to make it something that you're going to continue to do in the long term. So again, it's okay if you fall off inbox zero. It's okay if you don't implement all this stuff tomorrow, but just start to move in the right direction and adopt a little bit more control into your life. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.